out of the pandemic and not having done a musical at our school for 5 years, we were looking for something that would be a lot of fun and would hopefully draw in a big support from our community. We thought it would be a great way to dive back into our musical history that we have here at McNaughton. And it hadn't been done here before. We wanted, for our first show back, for it to be something that'd be family friendly, so we could have lots of people of all ages come and enjoy. Particularly, as you know, we're renovating our theater, so we're trying to raise money for that. So we want to have lots of people come and support from all ages.
Now, Evan, we were talking before, this is not your first musical, but it's your first actually being present on stage, is that right?
Yes. I did musicals, but this is the first time that I'm actually not backstage singing for the characters, but actually being a character while singing.
So what's the experience been so far for you?
Nervous, because I've been used to just standing on the stage and singing in a single position, but moving around kind of puts, I know, it's different when you sing while moving around, and he likes to sing high, and so it's definitely something new to move around and sing, and I have to kind of get used to it, but it's really fun to be another person, like, even act out as them and kind of live like them. It's really fun. I really like it.
Sarah, so why Sharpay?
You either sang a female part or a male part, and then the audition directors would pick whoever was best. I didn't have a preference as to who I got in High School Musical, just because, again, it's the first musical since I've been here. I made a PowerPoint at one point being like, we should do a musical! Little did I know they were already planning to do one. But yeah, I was just excited to be a part of it, and I don't know, Sharpay's really an interesting character to play. She's really sassy, and she gets to boss her brother around, so.
Okay. And she has the best wardrobe on
She
stage.
Does. I'm like the highest budget wardrobe so far.
It's very true. The envy of everyone. Oh, I want to wear what Sharpay's wearing.
So it's a lot of commitment, a musical, all the rehearsals and everything else. So either one of you, if you want to answer this, that's fine. How's that been? How's, you know, you're in school and you're having homework and everything else. How's that been?
Yeah, we had final assignments because of just the way the musical started and during the semester. So we were balancing both, like, heavy rehearsal hours because we're getting closer to the opening night, but also all the final projects for school because of exam week and the change of semesters. Yeah. So in the class that we shared, we would most often, like, pretend to cry together. Did you get this done? No, me neither. So, yeah, but it all got done, and I think we're just trying to find that balance of, like, work school-wise and then rehearsal hours, and luckily Miss Moore is very understanding with, I cannot make it to rehearsal today, I have so much work that I need to do before a blank date, so, yeah, I think we're really, as time goes on, we're really focusing on how to balance all that.
Yeah. Well, I tried to make our exam week quite minimal, knowing that academics, that's why we're here at high school. I mean, that's kind of hard for a lot of us to believe right now with how invested we are with this show, but as I've jokingly put it, February 1st comes and I own you. They will eat, sleep, breathe, everything. High School Musical.
Yeah, but then when it's all over,
they will miss it.
Exactly.
They will miss it.
So what are if you could name a few things that are your favorite parts?
Whenever I did shows, like outside of school or even musicals in school, it was kind of like, like I said, I never got to be the person itself. It was more of like being the voice of someone else. And then, and just singing for them. Like, I never really did their lines as much. It was just the singing voice. And it's a different feeling from being the character themselves. And I feel like that really comes through when I'm right here doing this. And this is my first year here. So it's been really welcoming and warm, especially Miss Moore has been really kind. And I couldn't be more grateful. It's just, this musical is so much more important to me.
How does it feel to play a role like Troy? When you think of High School Musical, you think of Troy, right? So one of the main characters. How does that feel? Is he anything like you?
No, he's nothing like me. I like to talk a lot. That's one thing. But otherwise, he's more like of a jockey person, whereas I'm more of like a person who sings and, you know, in overall, I don't do much sports. Like, badminton's the only thing I generally do, and rollerblading. So this kind of was like playing a completely different person, because he is so outgoing and there are these girls behind him, and it's just so different. It's really amazing.
And if I could touch on that, Evan will be doing a scene and he'll be all jockey, and then like cut will happen and he'll go, "Was that okay?" And he like flounce around, and it's like this complete shift between like Troy, basketball boy person, and then Evan, who's like, "Hi guys, I'm really happy to be here." So yeah.
So looking at the musical itself, for anybody who maybe hasn't seen the movie, for instance, or heard of the musical, can you give them a little taste of why they should come to the show and what they can expect?
I would love to. Yeah, so it's really a show about the status quo, if I may, of high school and how everyone has this little box that they come in and they're automatically sorted into. And I think a lot of stories about high school have this sort of theme where everyone has their place and they can't get out of that place, because then it's like mayhem and you can't do that because you're this person. So for Troy, it's, you can't go do a musical, you're a basketball captain, you have to be at practices and you have to have that image. And for Gabriella, it's, you're a brainiac, you're this smart girl, you can't go out and do a musical. And I think the closing of Act One, which is don't stick to the status quo, is all about how some people are like, well, if Troy can go and be in a musical as the basketball captain, then I can go be something else that I'm not typically supposed to do. So it's all about these stereotypes and how we can break out of the mold. And there, it's a comedy. It's based off of a Disney Channel original movie, so you know it's going to be good, and there's going to be all these little quips and jokes. Yeah, I think it's just a really great story overall, even if you don't like analyze it completely. Yeah, it's just really fun.
To be honest, this is kind of like, I wouldn't say the first time I'm kind of like seeing the High School Musical, because I saw it somewhere when I was young, when I was much younger. So I completely forgot. I did not even know the story plot or the line when the musical happened. I was like, oh, there's a musical, I have to get in. And I just kind of auditioned. And then once I found out that the High School Musical was actually not just the audition name, but an actual story itself, I searched it up, and then I watched the movie, and then I was like, oh wait, I remember this somewhere, I did watch it somewhere, but it was kind of like just seeing it for the first time again, so it's a new experience.
Anything you wanted to add, obviously being the director, I guess, or, you know, the teacher behind it, or?
I'm just so thrilled. Some people may be aware of my story of me being a student here. I was actually in the very first musical here, and I never imagined that now I'd be back here and now directing this musical. So proud of all of the students and grateful for the staff and support. And now just really looking forward to seeing them present it and watching them shine. And it's funny, you were talking about the High School Musical name. That happens all the time. Oh, because we're doing High School Musical. Oh, what one? High School Musical. What's your favorite line from the show, Sharpay?
I think it's when I'm talking to Zeke, who's absolutely in love with me, and I couldn't care less. And he asks if I would come and see him play ball sometime. And I stare at him and go, I would rather suck the mucus out of a dog's nostrils until its skull caves in. and then I walk away.
But the most iconic would be in the start when he's crazy about Gabriella, and he says that he calls her a hot snow bunny.
She was the hottest
snow bunny ever.
And that she could turn the snow to slush. Oh, yeah. Or something like that.
Man, she was so hot, the slopes turned to slush.
Any advice you might give to a student? Maybe someone's in grade 9 starting out was thinking about theater or thinking about a musical or maybe not thinking about it and why they would want to get involved.
Well, my biggest thing as advice-wise is always go and audition. You never know what's going to happen, but you're definitely not going to get in if you don't audition. And a lot of the times people are like, I don't know what to sing, I'm really scary. Not, you're really scary. I'm really scared. And auditioning, I hate singing in front of people, but I feel like they don't really understand that the audition directors are really looking for people, and they're not looking for the one person. They're looking for a cast of people and even ensemble of people, which is a lot of people. So if you don't audition, you're not going to get in. But if you do, there's so many opportunities, not just lead casting, but supporting roles and lesser roles and ensemble roles and even backstage and crew and stuff. So there's so many places for you to be a part of a musical or any theater production, really. But you're never going to know until you go out and do it.
Go ahead, go for it, try it out. And if you get in, good for you. I mean, like, it's an amazing, amazing, fun adventure. And, I mean, you don't have nothing to lose when you go in there. I mean, it's your teachers. They're still going to love you. And go ahead, give it a shot. And I'm sure you'll do amazing. And there's a role for you, and it'll definitely come for you, too. And don't forget, drink warm water.
One more thing I would add is for our district and for our school, one of our improvement goals is community. And I really can't think of anything within our school that better helps address that goal than a musical, because it's involving music and theater, the art. We are student governments in it and contributing and helping. We've been collaborating with some of the athletics as well. Just all of these little, the AV crew, sorry, I just keep thinking of more and more things of how, yeah, the band. It really does bring people together and create a family-like atmosphere. It's been really neat watching friendships develop between people because you're really creating something together, and that's a big bonding experience for people. And now we're going to present this thing that we've all created, and it'll be a wonderful memory. I know that they'll carry through the rest of their lives, really, and look back, and I hope with great fondness of what we were able to create all together.